Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's happening? This is Tommy Bottles, Mr. Educator Dexter 101, and I'm listening to Genesis Poetic High Open Mic with Radio Rail on OG Radio.
Don't forget to come and pick up your hood.
Thank you.
too lonely now. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've been feeling like I'm about to drown.
We got homie on this shit.
I've been gone away. Times ain't been the same. You was in the picture, now I got a new frame. You on fire, propane. Lies you told you broken. Elsa, you was frozen. Stuck up in your motion. Now I can't move the same. I'ma make it to the top. This nigga always chosen. World is sitting on my back. Stars are on my shoulders. I just run them over. Or in front of over. Now I got a rover. Driving till it's closer. I just need some closure. Never say you proud of me. You just care about the thing. I just got a new piece, anything but melodies. For niggas that tell on me, also my release is peace. Feeling like a new piece, why I got thought I got the key. Open up a book of dreams, pick one, this is make-believe. Telling all my history, I've been feeling too lonely now. Yeah, 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 I've been feeling like I'm about to drown. Yeah, 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 I've been feeling too.
Y'all out here booking domestic flights. We out here with passports and shit.
Some more flavor.
Drinking out of bowls and shit and Dixie cups. Your favorite can never.
Money, sir, keep that, and I got a bad bitch, keep that, hardwood floors with her, knees that, smoke good, I be with her, trees that, yeah, you ain't got no money, sir, keep that, and I got a bad bitch, keep that, hardwood floors with her, knees that,
yeah,
smoke good, I be
yeah.
with her, trees that,
yeah, cool ghost caller paranormal. Drop the top before I leave the scene. Blew 100, that new money. I be counting this as it was green. Smoke of hope, maybe blue dream. Words learned out of zipper lane. Too many bitches be at the night. Sound like a video be at
the night. Never rap on my niggas, bitch. Where the cash at? I been getting so much money, niggas want they bag that. Got a Rari, it's a sport shit.
Yeah.
You can catch that. Put
yeah.
a 30 on a torch.
Yeah.
Get a trash bag.
Yeah. Run the town like a stray dog. Both wrists like I play ball. Fuck her twice, then I'm AWOL. Ain't a bitch I can't call. Car is really off-white. Inside real sport-like. Shorty ass is the horse type. Wrist bright like a Porsche
yeah.
light.
You ain't got no money, sir. Keep that. And I got a bad bitch. Keep that. Hardwood floors with her. Knees that. Smoke good, I be with her. Trees that, yeah. You ain't got no money, sir.
Like the smell, phone dropping clientele. Put the dick in the mouth, taste like YSL. My niggas come with the shells, like the place with the bell. Got
yeah,
dope dick for sale,
yeah, yeah,
hit your hoe, never tell.
Ice cream, the pinky ring. Old chopper got a new bang. Pop pills like a since open. Got a nigga really seeing things. Shawty let me put it in a sling. Money got a nigga looking clean. Sugar got a nigga resonating. Florida is a resident of Detroit.
Got a clip, call it Heat Rock. Keep the pussy on beatbox. In my pocket got three knots. Killing broke, that's a cheap shot. Gang all on the east side. Shorty booty like bean pies. Diamonds wet, never be dry. Get the money like I need ties. Bitch.
Yo, 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 welcome everybody to OG Radio. It's your boy, favorite host with the Butter Toast Radio, Rail. And today, we usually do poetry on Thursdays. But like I told y'all, I didn't, you know, for those who follow me on social media, I was not going to do a show, so I switched it to today. Again, usually me and Genesis do poetry on Thursdays, but today is Talk That Talk Thursday. First things first, if you live here in Chicago, it is snowing, so definitely be safe if everybody's out and about driving. So it's supposed to snow, now, tomorrow, you know, supposed to stop at some point tomorrow, so just be aware, be safe. I'm going to get into some drunk stories, but before I get into that, I want to get into sports. First order of business, congratulations to DeMar DeRozan for being named the East Conference NBA All-Star starter. He's definitely been proving himself, doing his thing, so I appreciate, you know, the city of Chicago and all the fans, sports fans, for putting him on. Second business, the fuck, Bears? What the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck, Bears? I don't know what you guys are doing. I don't understand. The Bears do what the Bears do. So we hired a we got rid of Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy, right? So we were in search of a GM, and we were in search of a head coach. So the Bears hired, I believe his name is Ryan Poles. I believe that's his name. Ryan Poles. He's you know, young guy. He used to be a former Bear. Didn't work out. He was in the Chiefs organization for a while, and he's very well respected and doing his thing over in Kansas City. And of course, he has a Super Bowl. And if the Chiefs win, you know, this year, then he'll get his second ring. But that was cool. I love that move. But then we go on to the head coach. Now, there was Todd Bowles available. There was Brian Flores, Dan Quinn, Jim Caldwell. There's you know, Doug Peterson, I believe. There's quite a few coaches out there that was open for the position. And I don't know what the Bears – I'm just at a loss for words. So the Bears hired Matt Eberflus. I don't know what to make of it. We just have to see what the fuck is going on. He was a former defensive coach for the Indianapolis Colts. Their defense wasn't shit. I don't know what the fuck they saw in this guy. I feel like he was a pre-picked guy from Ryan Poles, or where the fuck his name is, from Ryan Poles. I don't know. His resume doesn't scream anything to me. Under Ryan Pace, we had Matt Nagy, John Fox, and Mark Trestman. They were all trash. John Fox was okay. Matt Nagy was trash. I don't know what McCaskey is doing. George McCaskey has to, they have to step up. The McCaskey family has to do their fucking thing, man. I don't know. But Matt Eberflus is, you know, the fourth coach in the McCaskey franchise. It's hard for me to even speak on this because the Bears do what they fucking do all the time. They fuck up. And hiring this guy, he was a former defensive coach. I don't why you would hire a defensive coach if you want to be offensive-minded, if you want to develop Justin Fields. I don't get it. You had Brian Flores, who had an incredible season with the Miami Dolphins after starting 1-7. The Dolphins won 7 straight games under Brian Flores. They finished 8-8 and still made it to the playoffs. Or maybe they were a game out of the playoffs. Whatever the case, I don't see why you wouldn't go for him or you wouldn't go for, you know, we had an interview with Dan Quinn, 2 of them. But he ended up staying in the Cowboys because nobody, I guess, I don't know. But I'm gonna go to a commercial break, and when we come back, I'm gonna get into the drunk stories and the drunkenness of people. I'm gonna play this track by my boy, my little bro Josiah DMR. It's called Fake. It's called Fake. You can catch him on Apple Music, any other and all major music platforms. It's your boy Radio Real.
I don't associate with the fake. Just keep it 100, don't throw no shade. I don't associate with the fake.
The way you move that tongue, really acting like you miss me. You slide your fingers in, now I going faster, and I'm wet as ever. You love it when I squirt, so the rain is the weather. Switch up, now you laying down, got your dick in my jaw. See, I slept with two hands, that's what started fell out. Hey, now I'm getting sloppy, dick real hot, this rocky. I push it in deep, so now I'm feeling cocky. I do it with no hands, I do it with commands. You always throw them bands, like you my only fan. Hey.
Slob on my cat, get it nice and wet, check in with me.
Make a bitch quit a thumb. Make a bitch quit a thumb. Make a bitch quit a thumb.
Slob on my cat. Get it nice and wet.
And I can't switch up on my brother. And I can't switch up on my brother. And I can't switch up on my brother. Put that on my mama. We tryna chase some dollars. And I can't switch up on my brother. And I can't switch up on my brother. And I can't switch up on my brother. Put that on my mama. We tryna chase some dollars. And I can't switch up on my brother. And I can't switch up on my brothers. And I can't switch up on my brothers. Put that on my mama, we tryna chase some dollars. Say one thing that you know about me. Lame niggas wanna hate on me. Fake bitches wanna play on me. I told you bitches to wait on me. When I make it out, don't claim on me. Yeah, yeah, when I make it out, don't claim on me. See, I got love for my city, but there's hate up in my heart. Cause these niggas, they be claiming something that they really aren't. See, I seen niggas die, been I feel for real. I seen a lot of niggas die in my face for real. So I started popping pills, seen a lot of niggas hit them drills. A lot of niggas say about it when they fake for real. Yeah, and we know that they fake for real. A lot of niggas claiming they my brothers when they snake for real, yeah. And I can't switch up on my brothers. And I can't switch up on my brother. And I can't switch up on my brother. With that on my mama, we tryna chase some dollars. And I can't switch up on my brother. And I can't switch up on my brother. And I can't switch up on my brother. With that on my mama, we tryna chase some dollars. And I can't switch up on my brother. And I can't switch up on my brother. And I can't switch up on my brother. Put that on my mama. We tryna chase some dollars.
We are back live on OG Radio. It's your boy Radio Rail. And I'm going to get into some drunk stories. Now, I'm pretty sure y'all think for those who are tuned in, thank you for tuning in. If you would like to call in, the call-in number is 516-666-9826. Again, that's 516-666-9826. I'm pretty sure y'all thought I was gonna come in and be like, "Yo, I got some drunk stories." I mean, I do. I got a lot of drunk stories. But really, I'm gonna get into other people's drunk stories, and maybe I'll share a drunk story of mine. But I'm not gonna say any names. I'm just gonna read their stories. Some of these people's stories are very long, and I really don't feel like reading all of it, so, you know, for those who gave the condensed version, thank you. This one guy got drunk off booze, mooched off some random girls in the 5-star hotel on ladies' night. He blacked out, got the bartender's number, puked on his wingman, and lost his car. He didn't realize that till very, very late. He woke up without his pants on. It was under his bed, and his friend was missing. He found his friend later, but his pants was never found. that was pretty funny. Another story, they said that two of us got heavily drunk. It was roaming in the Bangalore streets. His friend saw his girlfriend's name on a marriage welcome board. As expected, he called and started crying that she ditched him. She's getting married. Didn't invite him, blah, blah, blah. How sweet of her later, she got up a cab and he got busted royally next day morning. What? I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know what to say to that. Okay. Here's another story. It was the first time I had got drunk in college, and it just took me 2 shots of vodka to get high. Okay. Her friend says, I'm not going to say the name, but so-and-so, which guy do you love the most? She said, Naruto. But if I ever marry him, will our kids be human or anime? Of course, didn't remember this, but
When her roommate told her about it the next day, she was amazed by her own stupidity. I don't know, y'all. I don't know. These stories, Jesus Christ. I don't know, man. Okay. 12 years ago, I got really drunk at a college party. Some guy at the party held my hair back while I threw up, and he walked me around the yard until I felt better. And we've been married almost 7 years now. Okay. It's hard being a radio host, y'all. It's hard because, you know, I say, hey, you know, on my social media, send me some junk stories, and I'm thinking it's going to be funny, and I don't know, y'all. We're like 1 for 5. I don't know. This next one is pretty funny. I decided to rename all the contacts. I got real drunk one night and decided to rename all the contacts in my phone with their spirit animal. And they begin to say, "Who the fuck is eternal baby chinchilla?" The fact that you decided to get drunk and name your contacts after spirit animals is fucking hilarious, yo. Like, yeah, you're not going to wake up and remember who the fuck is, you know, Gorilla Face or some shit like that. That's very funny. I got a similar story to that. I was drunk, and I was dating this chick. Or maybe I wasn't dating the chick. I don't even fucking remember. But I got so pissed at her one night, I fucking deleted her name on my phone and renamed it to some shit. And I don't remember what I named it to. And, you know, years later, I go through my phone and I see a name that says, "Do not call this bitch." And I don't know if it was her, but it's like, damn, who the fuck is this? Like, I don't know, and I don't even remember the number or recognize the number to know, you know, to put a face name to it. But it's very fucked up if you definitely rename names in your phone to some other shit, because you're not going to fucking remember a fucking thing. That's pretty fucking fuck up. Here is another drunk story. I came home, overserved, and showed my ID to my dad at the front door of the house at 4 a.m. thinking it was enough. Okay. Let me read it over, y'all. I came home, overserved, and showed my ID to my dad at the front door of the house at 4 a.m. thinking it was another bar. My dad was in full cop uniform going to work. I got in, but was not allowed out for a while. Yo, that is hilarious. Got drunk as hell, showed up at his house with his ID and showed his dad, thinking that he's a bouncer or something. That is fucking hilarious. Oh, fuck. Another drunk story. One time I got drunk with an old teacher from high school, and apparently at some point during the night, I raised my hand and asked him if I could use the bathroom. Oh, shit. Whew. People are fucking funny. I once got so drunk, I cried hysterically because my parakeet had to live his life without me. Yo, man, what? This motherfucker here got drunk and cried because her parakeet had to live life without a hand. Yo, that is fucking hilarious. Uh, Okay, I'm gonna skip that one. That is pretty stupid. This is pretty funny. I once got drunk by myself and spent the entire night trying to call the White House just so I could ask Donald Trump if the J in his name stands for Jasmine. No. I was super drunk at a bar once and walked into the bathroom. When I turned, I bumped into someone and said, "Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry." Took me 5 minutes to realize that the person I bumped into was a reflection in the mirror. Yo, what? Yo, you gotta be really sort of fucked up to sit there for 5 minutes and apologize to the person in the whole time as you and your reflection in the fucking mirror, G. Oh no, that is fucked up, man. Oh shit. Oh my God. Okay. I stepped outside the bar to smoke. I realized I had to pee in the worst way, but I had a half a cigarette left. Decided to squat between two cop cars for privacy. Shout out to the San Diego policeman who let me finish up before they cuffed me. Yeah, that's definitely white people shit. That's funny. I was trapped in the elevator, used the emergency phone, freaking out till the door opened, and I was rescued. Couldn't figure out why my rescuer seemed so annoyed. It turns out I wasn't trapped. In my drunken state, I just forgot to press the button. Okay, now this... These are getting pretty funny, man. That is fucking hilarious. Oh, shit. Oh, man. I got so drunk that I went up to my roof, switched my phone to airplane mode, and flung it in the sky, hoping it would take off. It didn't. Yeah, it took off. Right. That motherfucker broke and fell. Let's see here. I once spilled beer in my socks at a party and decided that the quickest way for me to dry them off was a minute or two in the microwave. I left the kitchen with somebody else yelling, "Who's cooking a sock?" Oh, shit. Oh, God. I got so drunk, fell asleep. I woke up thirsty, reached for some water, and drank my contact lenses. Okay. These people. Quick drunk story. It was at least 8-9 years ago, maybe 10 or 11. It was me, my brother, his girlfriend at the time, and my twin sister. We go to this little event that his friends was hosting. It was called Winter Drunk Fest. So, you know, of course, within his name, we have hella liquor involved. So we get there, you know, we meet people and shit. And so it was 3 to 4 tables long, full of all alcohol known to man, and a big orange, big bowl with like orange beer or some shit like that. But that shit was so good, I kept drinking it. But, you know, of course, you know, I eat, and then, you know, I'm chilling with my sister, and, oh, I think her husband was there, too, at the time, and we all get drunk, or whatever the case, and then next thing you know, I'm completely lit, I'm fucked up out of my mind, and I remember that I was talking to this lady, and she had a man there as well. We ended up talking, getting to, you know, how... Some women are easy to take away from men. And this one chick, you know, was like, "Oh, can't nobody ever take me from my man," some shit like that, as she said. And I was like, "Oh, well, guess what? I'm about to take you away from your man tonight." And I'm looking at dudes like, yo, you ready to lose your girl to me? Real shit. And I guess whatever I was saying, because I don't even remember, whatever I was saying was so good that literally my brother told me that I legit was finna taking this girl home with me, and her boyfriend didn't really do shit about it. And it's like, damn, I wish I was sober to know what the fuck I was saying. But it was something on the lines of, I think that she was intrigued by my conversation to the point that she would want to fuck me off GP. I don't know. It was fucking weird. Another drunk story. I get drunk with some cousins of mine. We was drinking, I think, Absolute. And all I remember, it was us and some females. We got so fucked up. I don't remember what happened, but when I woke up under a rug. Like, you know how people have those floor rugs in their house, whatever. But I woke up under the rug naked. Don't remember how the fuck that happened or what happened or what was to that. Another drunk time that I don't remember, I got so fucked up. I woke up on the elevator naked. Again, don't know what happened, don't know why, this, that, and third. One more drunk story. This is kind of fucked up for me, but maybe funny to y'all. So, this was literally probably, let's see, 2022. This had to be maybe at least 5 years ago, at the least. Not even. It had to be. Yeah, about 4 or 5 years ago. So this specific time was me, my wife, and a bunch of our coworkers that went out. We went to, if you live in Chicago, you know about Rosemont and all the bars there and shit. We go out, us and a bunch of coworkers, like I said. We go to Adobe, and, you know, we turned up at this fucking club. My best friend at the time, Austin, was like, yo, let's get a fucking fishbowl. Cool. My wife's best friend had bought us some drinks, so I'm drinking that shit. I think it was a blue motherfucker, and I had a pink sex on the beach and pink pussy. I think it was, I don't know, some shit I was drinking. I didn't really feel nothing, whatever. Then I had a couple of shots. Then my fucking best friend was like, yo, let's get a fucking fishbowl. Fuck it, all right, cool. We drink this fishbowl, and we were like, man, this shit tastes like Kool-Aid. I'm not even drunk. I'm like, yo, me neither, B. So I'm like, fuck it, let's buy another one. We buy another fishbowl. We finish the second one, and then we get out on the dance floor, we dance, and all of a sudden, that shit hit us, like all that alcohol we consumed hit us. My homie Ricky's like, yo, I'm fucked up. I'm like, yo, I'm fucked up too, G. Like, I don't even know what the fuck. Like, I'm fucked up. So this time, I'm like literally trashed to the point that I can't even fucking see. But I have to drive home. Whatever. At this particular time, I had a fucking Pontiac G6. It was like mint green. We walk to the car. We get in the car. And I pull off, you know, the GPS told me to make a U-turn. I'm like, cool, right? In my mind, I could make a U-turn. I could do it. Cool. I turn the fucking wheel, and next thing you know, you heard a boom, boom. I'm like, what the fuck? That my dumbass didn't see a fucking whole median. Middle of the fucking road, and I smacked this shit underneath of my car. I cracked the case where it holds the transmission fluid. Cracked it. Just fucked it all up. And, you know, days later, I found out that I fucked it up. But I was so damn drunk, I couldn't even fucking see straight. I'm literally driving, you know, one eye just fucked up. So don't drink and drive, people. That's really, really, really fucked up. Another fucked up drunk story. Christmas party at my old job. We go out. We end up getting a new general manager, whatever. All of us coworkers go out, Christmas party, supervisors there and shit. We all cool. We turn up. My guy, Ray, that I played basketball with, he has a company card. So, he has a certain limit that he got to spend, and he has to spend a lot. So, I was drinking before he got there. I was cool. He comes, and we just drink some more. I'm so fucked up that, well, hell, we all got very fucked up, and I don't know how we all made it home. But I'm literally so fucked up that I'm literally see double everything. So all I remember was, okay, I'm really fucked up. I need to go eat something so I could be okay to drive. But in the midst of me driving, I can't fucking see. So I end up just driving home. Some kind of way, I made it home. I woke up. I still had all of my clothes on. I had my shoes on. I had my jacket on. I had everything still on. And my head was fucking pounded. And it was fucked up because we all had to go to work the next day. So I get up. I fuck around. I got up. I had to go to work. So I made it to work. And when I say everybody looked like shit from the night before, everybody looked like shit. So my supervisor's like, hey, Sunshine, how you doing? I'm like, yo, why are you so loud? He's like, I'm not even loud. He's like, do you remember what you did last night? I'm like, no, I don't remember shit. He's like, you remember the mechanical bull that was in the corner that everybody was trying to get on and ride and shit? I was like, yeah, but no. Nah. He's like, well, you were on the mechanical bull, and then you decided to want to try and put on a strip show on this fucking mechanical bull. I'm like, yo, I don't need to drink no more. It's fucked up. I can't do it. So I got a lot of junk stories, but what I'm going to do, I'm going to play a couple tracks, and then when I come back, I'm going to wrap up the night. But some of those stories, y'all, it was funny. Some of those, y'all got going on. For real. Like, real shit. But anyway, I'm about to play my boy, WTG Vito, with We The Gang. It's your boy, Radio Rail on OG Radio.
I'm trying to get that shit how I did that shit. AOR3, I'm a mad dude that week.
We The Gang. 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 Bitch, we the guys. Gang. Gang. If you ain't right, then you gon' get left. If you my brother, then I'm gon' step. I don't need no help, cause it's by myself. Keep a 30 on me, but I'm not stuck. Don't worry about me, better watch yourself. Thinking it's sweet, better watch your health. They ain't believe, but ain't doubt myself. Now they tryna see how I got my wealth. Can't take the loss of bitch. I would never tell, fuck 12, in the opposition, men up on a mission, niggas hate cause we be moving different, time moving fast, never let, got a clock out nigga, yeah we on it, yeah bro, pass the gas, I got the clock out nigga, better watch out nigga, gang, I was on my grind, had to wait in line, chasing them commas, and I'm dollar sign, trying to count it up with all of my guys, a lot of shit happens, I noticing why, down on my dick, just trying to survive, trying to get rich, better open your eyes, don't count me out like a referee, I'm stacking the check, ain't no checking me, only give respect if you respecting me, if you a pussy nigga, don't stuff to me, it's busting, bitch, I'm back in, I'm fucking that bitch, be the back end, men a little nigga be capping, take him away, better subtraction, I gave her the D, for satisfaction, cause that little pussy was below average, yeah, I'm a savage, but I ain't ratchet, on my mama, I be swaggin', fuck the drummer, I be laughing. She threw the fuck it like some glasses. She wanna suck me in her glasses. She got good brain, so you know she passed. Might look clean, but shorty's nasty. Tryna be slick, can't get right past. One up top, hot and ready. Turn his noodle to spaghetti. No SpongeBob, you niggas ain't ready. Corn on the cob, you niggas be scary. Fuck around, get robbed by my little bro Jerry. Fuck around, get robbed by my little bro Jerry. I stay with the pole, no police. You cuffin' these hoes with the police. I stop eating pork when I jump out the park, cause I know that shit wasn't healthy. But I ain't ducking no beef. Shit, shells ain't ducking from me. We the gang, we the gabbers, we WTG. But I know we up in these streets, let's get it. Gang. Gang. Gang, gang, bitch. Gang. Gang, we don't bleed the same, bitch. Gang. Gang. Yeah, we gang.
boy don't get caught dangling.
Gang, gang,
gang,
gang. Gang,
gang.
Whoa, gang.
Bitch, yeah. We the gang.
Gang, gang, let me know.
Hey, let me know be the block, man.
Come on, bro.
Close my eyes, I see me and you. Open my eyes, not all dreams come true. No, no, no. I swear I try to hold on to you. The more that I try, the faster we die. I swear my heart you control for me. I swore the pain endured won't break me. Alive. You got insecurities. Still I love being drunk in love when I'm with you. What did you do, babe? You poisoned me. I swear you poisoned me. We both hold on some toxicity. But baby, you poisoned me. And I chose before. The lines were blurred, anticipating wanting more. You wanted more. Been playing cool, but inside I'm feeling like a fool. Still, I managed to be fair to you instead of seeing signs that came with you. But I didn't listen. I just kept sipping. I was intoxicated. Knew I fall, you knew it all along. You poisoned me. Baby, you poisoned me. We both hold on, you can toxic to tea. Yes, we are. Baby, you poisoned me. And I chose to drink.
It's your boy Radio Real. I'm back live. It's been a real one, y'all. Tune in tomorrow. AK will be on along with I can't never say her name right. I'm sorry, Susan. I can't never get your name. I can't never get it right. I'm sorry. But they will be on the show tomorrow. So tune in tomorrow night. I want to say 9 to 10, 10 to 11. Y'all know, regular time that you check in on Friday. Me and Genesis are doing our third Puffin Poetry on February 12th. Yes, your boy Radio Rail is hosting again along with Genesis. We have some great poets for the night that's going to come out and, you know, showcase their poetry. So get your tickets. So follow me at Terrell Radio Rail Redmond on Facebook and Hell Rail 1290 on Instagram. We most definitely, you know, appreciate all the love. We're going to have Fontaine and Indica. Those are the two poets of the night. It's 4801 West Chicago Avenue, Chicago, Illinois. So, yes, we're going to be doing our thing. 7:30 to 10:30. General admission tickets is $20. And also includes a Puff $40. There's some goodies in there. First prize winner gets $75. Second prize gets $50. Third prize gets $25. Come vibe out free. You know, you can smoke weed. You can come out and drink 420 friendly. We're going to have food there, weed vendors. So come out, enjoy yourself. Again, that's 4801 West Chicago Avenue. Myself and Genesis will be hosting this event. It's the third one, so be on the lookout. That's Valentine's Day weekend. Please come out and enjoy some support. But that's it for me, y'all. I will see y'all next Monday. Have a great weekend. Enjoy yourself. Do what you love. Love what you do. Be safe out here, y'all. It's your boy, Radio Rail. I'm out. I'm going to play us out to longtime homegirl, Chase the Artist with Heroin. It's your boy, Radio Rail. Good night. Yeah.